it started at camp, and just things stirring up in me that I hadn't felt in a very long time. And I shared the one thing a couple weeks ago, and then I think it was like two Wednesdays ago, we were in worship, and I saw Jesus going to all of the kids, and he had something in his hands, and I didn't like see it, but I knew it was a gift. And so, right, and I'm trying to step back out into things. And so those of you who knew me, like when I first came here about 13 years ago, 14 years ago, like I had encountered the Father heart of God, and it wrecked me. Like I was crazy, like crazy, gutsy, like I just didn't care. Like that's how wrecked I was by his love. And I didn't care what people thought. I didn't care. Like, and I just assumed everybody wanted what I had. And like, why wouldn't they, right? Like I just encountered this, like, just as good as salvation, honestly, because I was a naughty kid. So I got saved like 6 million times because I always thought whenever there was an altar call, I had been naughty, so I should go up and get saved again, right? But I had encountered the unconditional love of the Father, right? And so like, and I just had this innocent faith where if God showed me something or if he wanted me to do something, I just did it. Like, why would you show me that? Why would I wait? Like, if you showed me that now, why would you want me to wait? I don't understand that. So like, right? So, so that's just kind of how I lived. And, so then, you know, as the years went on, I realized not everybody wants what I have. Like, not everybody's comfortable with the crazy, wrecked by the heart of God love that I had. And so then I started to experience life, right? As you get older, life happens. And so, like, I used to get so blasted in the presence of God. And you guys have to understand, water slides were my very favorite thing. Like, going to Magic Waters or Noah's Ark or the Dells. Like, water slides, like, oh, my gosh, it just, they're my favorite. So when I would get blasted in the presence and the Holy Spirit, like, we would go on water slide rides. It was crazy. And I'm sure I looked ridiculous on the floor. And I could feel like we were going on these. But it was like the Holy Spirit was interacting with me on my level and what I enjoyed doing. And we would go to the park and we would swing and like all of these childlike things that I just thoroughly enjoyed. Right. So then life happened and things happened and I felt like I had lost that. I felt like that childlikeness was completely gone. It felt so far removed from me and the presence of God and getting so filled with his Spirit felt so far removed from me that I thought it wasn't for me really anymore. And I had no idea how to get it back. But see, part of that was me. I removed myself from that atmosphere. I removed myself because I had experienced things that had happened that I couldn't understand. I had to grow up, right? I had to take care of my dad. I had to do those things. And so I felt like part of that childlikeness that somehow I had managed to keep into my 30s, And I'm not talking immaturity because I am overly responsible for everything. So I'm not talking about childish ways. I'm talking about childlikeness that the Bible says unless you have, you can't come to him. And I'm talking about that's something we need to guard with everything we have. Because it's vital. And so, right, so that's where I was. I kind of felt all grown up and all removed from all of that stuff, and I had no idea how to go back there. And so camp happened, and I don't even know what happened. He just started touching things, and I just didn't turn him off. I didn't stop him, I guess. Then that Wednesday night, he was giving out these gifts, and so I was standing, so I went back to my seat, and I kneeled down and I put my arms out to receive the gift, and I looked down and at first I thought it was a sword. It was really bright, and at first I thought it was a sword, but then I was like, no. And I looked again, and it was this brilliant wedding dress. And it was draped over my arms. And he told me that he was going to restore my wedding day. And he was going to restore my dance. It was the things that I had longed for that I had no idea how to get back to. Because, see, the wedding day is full of excitement. It's full of hope. It's full of life. It's full of, and marriage, not so much. Not so much. Marriage is where it's like nitty gritty, like, yeah, work. And it's the same way with God, right? That first encounter, that first love, that it's like it's so consuming. You can't ever imagine not being in love with God. You're like, nothing could ever change this. Nothing could ever alter this. Nothing could ever shift this. And then life begins to happen. And then all of a sudden the enemy starts to do things and speak things and tries to get us to shift our focus and shift our perspective and tries to shift our vision to see God in a whole different light than what we had when we first met him. Ha. That's why childlikeness is so important in relationship with the Father. It is crazy to climb a mountain with your hands wide open. Seriously, every adult in here, that is stupid. As an adult, that is the dumbest thing. Why wouldn't you hold on for dear life? I just went on a rock climbing wall. I needed my hands to hold on to the rock, because if I had not, I would have went backwards. Yeah, I had a zip line thing on, but right? Like in the natural, in our adult mind, that is the most ridiculous thing ever. I'm going to climb a mountain with my hands wide open. Okay, see how that works for you. Right? But when you have a daddy, and I saw him, and I put my hands wide open, and this is how I used to live my life. I said, catch me, daddy. Catch me. I used to just jump. I used to jump and then see what would happen. It's a crazy way to live. See, most of us are testing the water again. And that was me. I was testing the water, and I'm still testing. I had another vision Wednesday night of what I was supposed to do. And before, I just would have been like, let's go, let's get this done. Right? So, I guess this morning, and this really cool thing. I was at the fair this week, and this was another thing, like, we went and watched these monkeys racing on dogs. They were monkey jockeys. It was hilarious, only at the county fair. And, but dude, it was the coolest thing. This monkey, you could get your picture taken with it. And so my niece, she got her picture taken with it. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I want my picture taken with this monkey. So I had to go back to the food wagon because I didn't have any money on me. So I went back and I got $5 because you had to pay $5 to get your picture taken with this monkey. And the whole way there, I had all this excitement. Like, I'm a 40-year-old woman, and I am excited about getting my picture taken with a monkey. But it was so sweet because it was like God is restoring those things. There was a childlikeness in me that I can promise you I haven't felt in like 6 years. Just that excitement, like even in something so silly as getting my picture taken with a monkey. Seriously. And then it was so adorable. I paid him $1 and he took my money, and then he was going to shake my hand, and right before he shook my hand, he licked his hand and shook it. Like, it was so cute. So I just, I just want to share those things. And I ask some of you to share, because there is, you know, the Bible talks about stirring up the gifts in each other and building one another up. And so I just want to encourage you, just spend time, right? All throughout the Old Testament, whenever something significant happened and the children of Israel passed over something or passed through something, God said, take a stone and place it here as a remembrance, right? So build memories, guys. Build those things, and when you need to go back and remember when things get kind of tough, that's what it's for. The mountaintop experiences are for to build those things and to build faith and to, right? And so, yeah, I don't really have anything else. I just wanted to encourage you guys this morning, and just that childlikeness. It's vital in relationship with the Father. So God, I just thank you for this morning. I thank you for your heart after us. God, I ask that you just, God, do what you do. Be who you are. And just continue to show each and every person here your heart after them. Let it wreck them. Let it so intoxicate them that they would just be so incredibly in love, that it would just saturate all of us. In your name, Jesus. All right, so real quick, the announcement.